Craig. Craig.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. Could the break station give their call sign, please, over?
Yeah, M6AMP, Alpha November Papa Mai, Papa, Alpha, no, Alpha November Papa, M6, I'm getting confused, I don't use it often, guys. Name at this end is Andy, I'm in Stockport, on the call sign again, is M6ANP.
Sorry, M6 Alpha November Papa. This is Golf Mike 4, Whiskey Mike Mike. Yes, okay, Andy. Yeah, I wasn't sure. I haven't been on this system for a while, and I'm thinking about the configurations, and it started to do some kind of announcement here in the weather, so I don't know where that came from. So I wasn't sure whether it blotted you out or not. Name's Stuart, QTH is in the Orkney Islands. Yeah, okay, Ewan, that's all copied on your weather conditions, etc. Yeah, I think it's a bit of an aurora again tonight. The sky was looking a bit green. It was definitely an aurora last night, probably quite a weak one, but I did notice earlier there was quite a bit of green in the northern sky, so maybe have a wee check later if it stays clear and see if it gets a little bit better. So, yeah, I've got a few things to do in the configuration here. I think there's a few things that I might want to sort, but I'll get a look at that over the weekend. Anyway, I'll pass it back to you, Ewan, and you maybe want to speak to the other station there as well. MM0VIK, GM4, Whiskey Mike Mike.
Yeah, I've got you there, my friend. Yes, yeah, the weather conditions here are a bit naff, it has to be said. Yeah, the other station, are you copying M6ANP? Name is Andy in Stockport, over.
4G, no, in this part of the world. But, I've been messing around with my script, if that's what you call it, our image file, a wee bit this week in the evening, setting up some bits and pieces. I think the next thing I'll try is getting the Echolink configured on the node, just for something to play with, not for any particular reason. It might be nice to see how that works, but a part of me is thinking all the time that I'm going to absolutely ruin the thing and I'll be back to square one. But so far, it's been working. Little bits and pieces I've done, just simple stuff, trying to get the DTMF tones working so I could shut down and reboot the node. Thought that would have been useful. And there's some other wee bits and pieces, but so far I've not killed the image and it's still working, but I'm thinking I'm going to do something and I'll be back to square one, but I'm glad it's still working at the moment. But yeah, I'll let Andy come in. Andy's name this side is Ewan, Echo Uniform Alpha November, and I'm in the Shetland Islands. Over to Andy, over.
M6ANP returning. Yeah, I'm in Stockport, about 7 or 8 miles away from Manchester City Centre. I am on YouTube. I do a YouTube live on a Friday, whereas I come on and I do a bit of radio. If you want to have a look, the name of the channel is The Vintage Radio Shack, and we just come on a Friday and we have a bit of fun with the radios. Sometimes I do something, sometimes I have a repair in, I haven't got a repair tonight, so we're just doing a bit of monitoring, listening and gabbing. Over, M6ANP, back to you, my friend.
Yeah, Roger, Andy, that sounds great. Yeah, good on you for setting up the channel and promoting a wee bit of amateur radio. That sounds good. And if I can mind the call sign, I'll find you on QRZ.com and see if there's any links there to your channel. But yeah, looking forward to getting back to the house. It's about a half hour drive from here, back to the home QTH. I've been away at work all week, so quite looking forward to getting this boiler suit off, taking my boots off, and maybe sitting with a wee beer and catching up with the news from the house. But I'll keep it moving around. I'll pass it over to Stuart in Orkney. Over.
Roger, there. Yeah, just before Stuart comes in, I'm on QRZ, but I've not visited it for about 10 years, so you won't find my YouTube channel on there, over.
Yeah, no, I'm sure we'll bump into you at some stage on Hubnet, over.
There, over.
Golf Mike 4, Whiskey Mike, returning. Yeah, it's okay, that's fine from both. And okay in the YouTube there, Andy. Yeah, sounds good. I do have a look at some radio stuff on YouTube from time to time, so always trying to find out things. It's always a good place to start. Right, yeah, I'm going to disconnect from this. I'm going to get into the configuration. I just wanted to see if I can change a few things here. So we'll get cracked on with that, but yeah, we'll maybe catch you again, Ewan, see if I can, I don't have anything set up in 2 metres for LU at the moment, but I was in recently, but maybe if there's a wee bit of a lift, maybe get in one of these days again. Anyhow, I'll wish you all 7-3, and I say I'll go and see if I can make a few changes to this image thing here. MM0VIK mobile with M6ANP, this is GM4 Whiskey Mike Mike.
Yeah, GM4 Whiskey Mike Mike, got you there. Yeah, just before I go, I just think it's good to promote the hobby because it is slowly dying and it'd be nice to get people interested. Anyway, I'll let you carry on. You take it easy, my friend, and 73s and 88 CMSs if you've got one. I'll catch you later, guys. M6ANP, clear frequency. Bye for now.
Corindia Kilo, mobile, picking it up. Yeah, fine there, Andy. Nice to catch you in Stockport. Edward, I'm sure we'll catch you further down. But I'm sure you're coming through just super crystal clear here. Really nice audio
later, 7-3 for now, and I'll just disconnect and get into the config thing here. 7-3 for now, GM4, Whiskey Mike Mike, off and clear.
Yeah, cheers, Stuart. Oh, just before you disconnect, I was going to say, I sometimes hang around on the, or connect to the Loch Lomond node. There's Paul, Mike Mike 3DD2, set up quite a lot of nodes around kind of Renfrewshire. Down the Clyde there as well. It kind of seems to be expanding pretty well, and there's a wee bit of activity there as well. It's connected up to some other stuff, kind of DV Scotland and other things that I don't pretend to understand. But yeah, we'll maybe catch you there one of these days. But yeah, 7-3 for now, and nice to catch you on All Star. Over.
Yes, I had noticed that system, Ewan. I thought I might have a wee look at that as well. And, yeah, we had some involvement with the DV Scotland system because we were actually, at one point when we had the DMR repeater on, we were thinking of shifting off from Brandmeister to DVSPH. Yeah, there's a lot of links as well. Barry out in the Western Isles, GMASAU, I think he's got some systems running as well, which might be connected into that. But yeah, I'll have a look at the ones down there as well. Okay, thanks for that. We'll catch you later. 73 for now.
This is Mike, 0 Victor in the Atilo Mobile in the Shetland Islands, monitoring through HubNet. Over.
G6IT from Mike 7, Mike November Whiskey.
Alpha, Foxtrot Alpha, Papa testing access.
G6IT from Mike 7, Mike November Whiskey.
NW0AXD, listening through.
She'll be fast asleep by this time.
NW0AXD, checking up now.
Yeah, you're fully quieting in, old man. G0KNK mobile.
Yeah, thanks for that. I'm just getting people coming through and just hearing sound carriers, no audio. So thank you, NW0AXD.
You're more than welcome. You're a little bit too close to the mic though. I could only just about make out about your call sign. But you'd like to say you're fully quite near into the box otherwise, over.
EI 3 Golf United Bravo 3 GB Portable 5.
G0KNK 20DDD.
Go ahead. G0KNK Mobile.
Yeah, is that Barry?
It certainly is. You've got one up on me, that's IG0KNK Mobile.
Yeah, crikey. It's a few years since I spoke to you, Barry. It's Rob down in Stoke-on-Trent. He's driving concrete mixers. I think last time I spoke to you, well, I'm not sure if it was last time, but you think you were driving a Scania then or something. I don't know. Forgive me if I've got the wrong person, but it's... The call sign is so familiar. I may have the wrong person, I'm not sure. 20DDD.
Nah, you got me, Rob. I'll own up. I could have wound you up a bit there, could I, but I won't. Nice to hear you, Rob, yeah. I remember the concrete wagon. Yeah, I used to have a man. I mean, God blimey, that's going back a few years. God, since then. Yeah, I'm retired now, thankfully, Rob. Been retired, six years now, this year, so, thoroughly enjoying it, and before that, obviously, since 2007, I haven't touched the wheel, that's because I had a hip operation again, and they've knackered me up this time round, Rob, over.
Yeah, 20DDD, yeah, Barry, I'm not sure the last time I spoke to you, but possibly you had retired. I retired nearly 4 years ago, I did. I'd done nearly 40 years with the wagons, you know. So I may have spoke to you, because I do remember you said something about your hip. But, brilliant to talk to you again, crikey. I was flicking around, I moved the beams round to the north, and then obviously picked this repeater up, and somebody was keying it up. And I was just listening, and then I heard your call, but crikey. That rings a bell. Oh, I said to the wife, that rings a bell. I said, I'm sure that's Barry. But yeah, nice to hear you, Barry Crikey. He was an MAN as well, you were driving. I think I only clocked eyes on you once, I think, possibly on the A500, possibly. But, yeah, I mean, I used to work all over, to be honest with you, Manchester and Birmingham and everywhere, wherever the work was. But, yeah, I finished nearly 4 years ago, and best thing I ever did, honestly. I would never go back to driving. It's just, I don't know, it's one of the things. But, yeah, put it round to you, Barry, but nice to you anyway, 20DDD.
Yeah, okay, Rob. Yeah, well, it's a long time. I think, I might have been, I was just wondering whether it was in my car or not, because I did actually, pay a visit to, oh, God, it killed me now, for not Mark, G0DGQ. I actually went down to his QTH with a friend, because he was buying an antenna off him at the time. Or, it could have, hang on, could have been, I know when it was, yeah, I would have been retired because I was going clocking at my list at the Embarrow. I just bought some radio gear off SK down in Derby. And I actually were called in at Mick G0FNI's on the way back. God, blimey, that's a long time ago. It's a long time since Mike passed away as well. Oh, Mick, should I say. Yeah, I'm just outside at Osnickle here in Wigan. Wife's sister's in there. She's been poorly. She was in Spain and just before Christmas and too bad over there and came back for a couple of weeks. She's been all right and now she's gone back to where she was before, so we're here and she'll be coming out in a bit, so we get on my travels again. Yeah, it's lovely to hear, Rob. Yeah, I'm not usually on two, I'm usually on HF, knocking about job 20 and 15 and that. But, yeah, I'm hoping, and I keep saying this, I get my tower up and get a 2 metre beam on top so that I can start doing 2 metre DX in it again, Rob, over.
Yeah, okay, Barry. Yeah, well, Mark's abroad at the moment. He's on holiday. I'm friends with him on Facebook. I couldn't think of you. I think you got his call sign wrong then. Is it DX? Oh, crikey. Can't think of his blooming call. DXQ, is it? I forget now. I don't know. But, I mean, years ago, he had a Foden six-wheeler tipper up in the quarries up here years ago. But, yeah, also, M0SGK, Steve, he's come back on the radio as well. Don't know, you must have spoke to Steve, I'm sure you did. But yeah, crikey, I tell you, I shall sit down later on, I'll be thinking about this, and I'll think, crikey, I didn't mention such and such, I didn't mention this, and didn't mention that, but yeah, blooming heck. But yeah, I go on HF myself, I don't do a lot on two. I've got the tower up here, 60-foot tower. In fact, I'm not sure if this wasn't Mark's tower. I'm pretty certain. If you speak to Mark again, just ask him, because I think I've got his old tower from when he lived in Teen years and years ago. 60-foot lattice. I'm sure it was Mark's. But I've got two go-phase 2 metre beams up there, and to be honest with you, there's not a lot on two. It's disappointed me. I had a Step IR up, a DB11 Step IR, which I've used for quite a few years. Took that down to do some work on it and thought, well, I'll put two 2 metre beams up and have a dabble on 2 metres. But it's been disappointing, really. It's not been brilliant. So I think the Step IR might be going back up. But I go on HF most mornings. I'm on 40, 80, have a listen round, and then in the day I just pop on, you know. But I've only got, like, a trap dipole up at the moment. But I may put the Step IR back up. But, yeah, blimmin' heck, I tell you. I can't remember, to be honest with you, the last time I spoke to you, but I know it's a few years ago, and it's great to hear you. But I don't know where the years go. They just keep trotting by, don't they, and that's it. Like I say, I haven't finished 4 years. You've been 6 years, crikey, I tell you. It's unbelievable. So, in the A-day, I think it was perhaps 15, 20 years ago, wasn't it, when you were knocking up and down, like, you know, doing all them big hours and all that, earning the big money. Anyway, Barry, I'll put it round to you. I'll let you go if the wife's coming back out. Hope the sister-in-law gets better. Not the best of places to be, is it? And I also used to work up Wigan as well years ago. We had a concrete plant up Wigan. But don't miss any of that. They did ask me, they said to me, will you come back and drive some of our wagons when you finish? I said, I might do. And I've never, ever been back. I've never been back once. I've never even been back to take the gate key back. Packed it in and that's it. And I don't miss it. Still keep going over to Anglesey. Put it round to you, Barry, and then I'll let you...
Yeah, it was the time I'd done that one, Bob.
Yeah, well, let me just see. Minder. Yeah, well, it is a long time ago. I'm like you, I don't miss it. I wouldn't even like to go back into it. I mean, I can't anyway, because... well, mind you, I could, because there are flaming automatics now. There's no gear changes anymore. Yeah, Mark's call sign is Delta Japan Queen, DJQ. I always remember his call sign. I actually went up to, where did he go? He said to me, he said, you fancy going for a ride? I said, yeah, yeah, I'll come for a ride. Where are we going? He said, Lake District. I said, where are you going, Lake District? I said, look at this 60-foot tower. I said, all right. So I've got the, like, it was virtually brand new. Anyway, him, I think his son went up there with the trailer and they got it and brought it back. It was a good day out for me, get out of the house light. Apart from that, no, I'm like you, I'm 2 metres in dead. I mean, I'm just on my hand here in the hospital, well, outside of hospital, and this is a new repeater that's just popped up in Skemmersdale. I think you did the right thing anyway, packing it all in, Bob, because it's just absolutely awful out there with all these flaming new rules that they keep deciding to do. Anyway, I'll let you disappear, but it's lovely to hear you. And like I said, any time you hear me on, give us a shout. I'll try and get up to a bit more, see what happens. I'll get this tower up and get me X-beam on top. Well, I've just got a tilt plate for it as well, so I'll get me beam on it as well and be 2 metre beam, me 12 valley, and see what happens. See you later. All the best. G0KNK.
Well, that 60-foot lattice, Barry, is that the one I've got now? Did you go and purchase that with Mark?
Well, I went up and had a look. And oh, he's got knocked over, didn't he? He got bent into my wings and took his aerial and everything and destroyed it. So I think the one that he went up to the Lake District for is the one... I mean, I'm only... What am I talking? I'd say 3-4 years ago since he went up and bought that, because where he is... Well, you know where he is now. He lost the tower there in high winds and lost an antenna as well. And now he's got an Optibeam. Is it an Optibeam? Yeah, he's got an Optibeam up there. Is it got to be? No, the other one. What sounds like it anyway. And he's thrilled to bits with it now. Yeah, it's, I went up, oh, like I said, it must have been about 3 or 4 years ago. It was done that, but I think he went up because his antenna farm, should we say, got destroyed over.
Yeah, that's right, Barry. Yeah, the one I've got up, I must have had it up here 10 years or more, 15 years possibly, yeah. So I think this one was before, because he had a spell off radio, didn't he? He left radio for a bit and then came back on. So this was the one when he lived at Teen, near Cheadle. I'm sure it was Mark's. If you speak to him, ask him. But I'm sure it was Mark's. And I think when he moved, I don't know whether he didn't get divorced or something, or... Was he Teen? He could have been... I'm not sure now, Barry, to be honest with you. But somebody cut it off at the base, and I ended up welding the base on it and putting flitch plates and stuff on it. And it's been up here for years now. Must have been here 15 years. So it's not that one that you went to look at. I got that wrong. So, yeah, but anyway, yeah, he's abroad at the moment, and I think he's due back. But, yeah, the Optibeams, they're not a bad antenna at all. I've got the Step IRE, like I say, the DB11, but that's in the garage at the moment. Did a few repairs on one of the EHU motors, and it's due to go back up, and I think it will go back up, and the 2 metre beams will come down. 2 metres isn't brilliant. But yeah, I'm going this repeater, Skelmersdale. Well, you know where I am, in Staffordshire Moorlands. it's 10 over there on the beams, and it was like, I don't know, about 8 or 9 over on the collinear, so it's not a bad repeater, whichever one it is, I don't know. Anyway, Barry, nice to talk to you. I'll let you carry on and catch you again sometime. But, yeah, nice to catch up. 2-0-DDD-73.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, well, I'm only on an Andy. With about half a wattage, so... I mean, I'm at one of the highest points of the weekend anyway, so I can get over to Skem, no problem. But, yeah, it's been good. I found it by accident, this repeater. I think it's... I'm not too sure whether it's the Elfairnet as well. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I will have to try and find out. But anyway, no problem. Happy New Year as well. Hope it's a good one for you. Yeah, Mark Cunning should be on his way. Well, I don't know if he's on his way back. I don't know if he's gone for a week or 2 weeks. I don't know. But yeah, he's... where's he living now? He's living on the... oh, God. He's with another lady now. God, Street. I can't remember. It's a funny name, like Cobble or something like that, I think it is, where he is. But I'm not 100% sure, so don't mark out and say it is the right place. But yeah, he's out in sticks, and he's got a fantastic place to put antennas up anyway. I'll see you later. All the best, mate.
G0KNK. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Cobley. It's the other side you talk. It's off the A50. So, yeah, Cobley, that's where he is. But he was up at Calden Low, wasn't he, thinking about it? He had a place up at Calden Low near the quarries. Well, I used to work out the quarries years ago with my dad's tipper a long, long time ago. When I first got licensed. That's a good while ago, Barry. Well, I'm 64 this time, so yeah, finished at 60. I did 39 years with the wagons, with my own wagons, and oh crikey, I wouldn't go back to it. 73 Barry, all the best, and great to catch up. Have a good new year. 2-0-DDD.
G0KNK, G0TPT.
Oh, mate, they're all
clean out of
the flaming roadway. Oh,
mate, I heard your dulcet tones. How are you doing?
All the better for talking to you now. Where are you now? Last time I spoke to you, you were down south. Where are you now?
I've been here, there and everywhere. Got married 3 or 4 years ago and taken up residence over here. Although I tend to spend a bit of time, well, I've been down in Derbyshire with my flight, and I'm about to move across to Otherton, just south of Stafford, again with the flying. But, yeah, resident in Sheffield, over.
All right. No, I went to Shevington. Oh, how long ago was it now? I'm trying to think when I went to Radcliffe Hospital, because I go that way sometimes just to break boredom up instead of going down up the motorway. And I was going up, well, you know the way you are, come up from Amato Wigan into Sheving to turn on right at roundabout. There was a couple of houses up there, well, a few houses up there, forgive me. And on one of the houses there's a... it looks like an X-50, that's all I can say. Well, I thought to myself, never heard you on there, but then, I don't know whether it's you or not, but yeah, it's antennas popping up everywhere. And like I was talking to Rob, it's absolutely dead around here now for 2 metres wrapping over.
I'm probably like yourself, handheld, which actually I just noticed the battery's about to go. If I disappear, it's nothing personal, with a node. And getting onto the system, and it works a treat. So I haven't got I haven't currently got an antenna up for 2 metres here anyway. Just got a long long wire for HF, which I put up a couple of nights ago. I did have a dipole, and it was creating all sorts of noises. It was very strange. Anyway, I put the NFED up, and it seems to work a treat. So I'm happy with that. But no, I'm in Sheffield, not Shevington, Sheffield.
Well, I knew I was trying to get confused. It's dead easy at my age these days. In Sheffield, God, you'd be coming through Alfred at the... I mean, this repeater back, he's over in Skemmersdale. I should have said, just on the outskirts of Skem. I don't actually know where, but I've got a rough idea where it is. But we'll wait and see. I've tried to find it on a number of occasions, but never found it so soon. And I'm on an Andy as well, so I don't know how good this battery is. I mean, I got one off a mate of mine who went Silent King, and it's exactly the same radio. Put it together, and it wouldn't transmit, couldn't receive properly. I thought, well, that's stupid, isn't it? Found one on the internet, exactly the same Andy, with three batteries, so... I thought, I know, I'll get that. So I bought that, made a good night for the two of them, and got three batteries to boot, but not in my car at the minute. So, yeah, I know what you mean as regards going, the batteries died out. Is it 0K and K, huh?
0TPP? Yeah, so I'll say 7-3 now, just in case I disappear, because it's on red and it's flashing, which is never a good sign. So I'll stick that on charge, but... nice to catch up with you. It's been a long time, and I trust all's well with you.
Yeah, it's fine here, Matthew, no problem. I've just, well, not just that, 2007 had a hip replacement, so they've knackered me up this time round. Damn is a sciatic nerve. So I've been semi-retired from 2007 and fully retired for the last 6 years, so I'm quite happy now. No driving up and down the motorways like I used to do. 7-3's mate, and you never know, if you get down Stafford, you might get into this repeater quite easily from down there. And the long wire antennas seem to be working A-OK these days for everybody. See you later, Cocker. G0K and K.
That's all.
EI 3 Golf United Bravo 3 HGV Bangerson. EI 3 Golf United Bravo 3 HGV Bangerson. EI 3 Golf United Bravo 3 HGV Bangerson.
EIC Golf United Bravo, EIC GUV. I wonder if you're still on frequency, Pop. Mike 7, Mike, your phone's over for you, Pop.
EIC Golf United Bravo, returning. I think it's Mike 7. I didn't get the full name or the full call sign. Good evening to you. The operator's name is Pass, Papa Alpha Tango. The location is on the south coast of Ireland. Microphone back to you, Greg.
Yes, good evening to you, Pop. I've heard a QSO before. Many things. It's Mike 7, Mike Uniform Zulu. It's Eddie and Kermistry. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mike 7, MUSA. Eddie, good evening. Sorry, my apologies. Having one of those senior moments there. Hope you're keeping well. Hope you survived the Christmas and heading into the new year. Hope the WX on your side is good. It's not too bad here. It's a little bit chilly, and we've had lots of rain as per usual. MM7MUZEI3GUB.
MM7MUZ, returning, but yeah, good evening, my friend. Yeah, I'm doing not so bad. I had a wee accident there on the 18th of November. A wee bit of accident on a scaffold. Well, about a scaffold had given way. I went through the scaffold and dislocated my shoulder. But I'm back at work now. I'm on light duties. It's been an absolute hell. The shoulder was not a bad place, but yeah, I'm get back together, but slowly but surely, Pat, go ahead.
Yeah, my 7 MU is completely GUP with them. Yeah, Roger, now, I think I remember you telling me there. Yeah, I hope it's progressing well for you, because sometimes these things can have long-term effects, and I know that from past experience. But I have been under your airways a little bit. I haven't been doing too much. I had a trip back to the hospital for results, and being quite honest with you, I'm not too bad, but they still want to see me back in the near future. Have a little problem, but they say it's nothing serious. But I'll be quite honest with you. I don't think they're really being honest with me. But I must go to the, the GP during the week for an annual kind of a setup. But we'll have a chat with him. And I'm on a medication for other things, as I don't know what's it, regarding my back and spine, but I have to have a chat with him. Some of the tablets are not agreeing with me, so I think I'll have to get them revamped and resorted out. But like, we can get up some days and we can have good days, and we're surviving. That's the main thing. From 3GUV.
MM7MUZ, returning part. No, not so good, mate, not so good. I hope everyone starts picking up and gets that wee bit better. It's not very nice when you think a doctor has given you some kind of briefing on what's wrong with you, and then you think to yourself, he's not giving you the truth. And I feel that sometimes myself, especially. I went for the x-rays yesterday, and they took about 4 or 5 x-rays of my arm, you know. And then I went to the physio to see how I was progressing. You know, I still can't get my arm to the full length yet. But as they say, I've tore a lot of muscle in that tendon itself. And it always wants to keep going weak on me, and I've got to keep stretching it. And the pain is absolutely unbelievable. I've bloody felt pain like it before, but... okay, buddy, I'm going to make this my final. I'm not long into work. I've got all these bits and pieces for some. And putting a telly up on their wall for them. So I'm going to get myself changed, Pat, but we'll be back on in a wee while if you're still about, my friend. But it's obviously lovely to hear you, mate. And yeah, we'll catch up soon, buddy. Back to you for any finals. I will speak again, Pat. God bless. MM7MUZ.
Yeah, Mike 7MUZ from EI3GB from the final. The only thing you've got to watch, and this is maybe not good news, eventually after the years ago, I found that out because I injured my back in a bad way. And I have problems with arthritis, and there's nothing you can really do to prevent this. And you just got to look forward to it, and I know it's a rough dose, and you try and take as least amount of tablets as you can. So, believe it or not, Lord, I'm sure you're going to be okay. But that's the way it worked out for me. One, take care, 7 degrees. I might be around later. I didn't have the best of days today. And be up from the bed a couple, 2 or 3 hours. So, I'm trying to leave off a little bit of steam and have a rant. So, 7 degrees, boy, you take care. But yeah, I'll see you down the family. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
MM7MUZ returning for the final. Yeah, you take care, Pat, as well. If I don't catch you later on today, Pat, yeah, make sure if you're on tomorrow, if you hear you about me, I'll give you a wee shout. Okay, pal, take care. MM7MUZ, now you are free.
Hey, Eddie. A bit of transfer news from the market at the moment. Looks like Celtic are looking at Callum Wilson, the West Ham striker. He's up for grabs, apparently, and Celtic are interested, just to let you...
MM7MUZ, the Ton. Good evening, Dave. I was giving you a wee shout all day. Oh, buddy, man, how bad is it when, you know? And then I got up the other morning, you know, it was last week at some point, and then I just turned the TV on. I've been off work. My shoulder was really bad. And I turned the TV on, and I just heard Rod Stewart saying goodbye, and I thought, yes! Oh, he's gone eventually, thank God. So, yeah, and then Martin O'Neill's come back for that wee bit. Yeah, the hope they grabs is up for him because he's an absolutely cracking manager. I hopefully take to all the bits and pieces that Martin O'Neill's got against him. Dave, go ahead.
Well, he really didn't have the credentials to come in and do anything that I think would change from Martin O'Neill. And Martin O'Neill is a very good manager, as you well know, and he settled everything, didn't he, before that Frenchman took over. And now he's back in place. I'm pleased for you, actually. He's a good manager, Martin O'Neill. All right, I'll let you get away. Cheers, Eddie. 7-3. Good luck.
Cheers, big stuff. Catch you soon. MM7MUJ, Quill.
Give them all minimum wage. They'll soon kick a ball about. MM9SR, you.